update your home and save big money with Mastercraft Doors at Menards. For over 50 years, Mastercraft has been making quality doors inside and out. Choose from the best in-stock selection of interior and exterior doors ready to take home today. Or design your door your way with our free designer in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on Mastercraft Doors and check out more great deals happening now at Menards. Save big money at Menards.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant, the largest in Europe, six containment vessels, questions raised since the Russians took possession of the plant in the winter spring. Questions raised now, however, go to this headline in the Reuters reporting from Europe within hours. Ukraine says Russia considering nuclear plant terror attack. Moscow denies it. I welcome Henry Sokolsky, the executive director of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center, who has been my guide on the terror weapon of a nuclear power plant in a combat zone. We're no longer talking about accidents, about exchange of missiles or artillery fire that either violate one of the containment vessels or take down the power that is necessary to keep the coolant moving through the containment vessels. We're talking about deliberate terror. Kyiv is accusing Moscow of planning it. Moscow is returning that by saying it's not true, you're planning it. Henry, a very good evening to you. First of all, congratulations for getting ahead of this story for months now, but here it is upon us. So I want some technical understanding of what a terror attack would look like, what leverage the Kyiv is saying Russia has or Russia is saying Kyiv has. How do you turn a nuclear power plant that is on cold shutdown or hot shutdown into a weapon using munitions? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Well, there are a number of objectives you might have, and depending on the objective, you destroy or damage different things. If you want to have some radiation, but not a lot, you could release some radiation purposely and not damage the plant. Or you could create what I would describe as a radiological military speed bump to the offensive, which is pointed towards Zaporizhzhia after all, by creating a real crisis, and that would be a loss of coolant accident, most likely. I mean, you could also take some spent fuel and salt the earth around there and make it impossible for anyone to get there by breaking the stuff open and, probably killing or really harming the health of anyone who did that. But they don't seem to care too much about people's health, as last I checked. So there are a lot of different scenarios. And the latest one to catch everyone's attention is the rumor or intelligence that the reservoir that is dedicated upon the cooling the reactors might be burst open with mines, because now the dam both beneath Zaporizhzhia has been broken open, and the water level around this pond, which is a dirt berm with water in it, is the water level is below the berm. So if you break it, all that water goes out and you can't use it anymore. So everyone is nervously watching this.
We have this from Nuclear Engineering International. In its latest update on the situation at Zaporizhzhia Nuclear Power Plant, International Atomic Energy Agency Director General Rafael Grossi said plant management is planning to resume pumping water that still remains accessible despite a major loss of water in the Kakhovka Reservoir caused by the destruction of the downstream dam. For the past 2 weeks, the plant has received the cooling water it needs from the reserves held by a discharge channel of the nearby thermal power plant. Does that sound stable to you, Henry? Because Grossi is assuring us that they're restarting the filling of the water, but there's no guarantee here that they have a good source that can last forever.
I think if nothing else happens, you know, this should buy you time to do, you know, longer term fixes like drilling a hole deep down to get to the water that's underneath the plant and, you know, underground water and fire trucks and all sorts of things can be done. The question is, will current conditions in wartime remain as they are now? And if they don't, then you've got a problem.
Russia took possession, according to this report, in March of 2022. You've been talking about this same event for quite longer than that, because my understanding from your reporting is that the American authorities, that means the NATO authorities, have not looked at this either soberly or as part of their understanding of the risks here. Is that correct, Henry?
I don't know that I can throw that accusation, because they could be doing things that I don't know about. But as a matter of public policy, they have been all too quiet. And I think this can only be dealt with in a public fashion, because it's the public that will be, no pun intended, reacting to whatever happens. If you don't have a narrative about how you think about these things, you're in trouble. I mean, I think that's the reason why Senator Lindsey Graham and Mr. Blumenthal yesterday came out with a resolution saying, look, if you purposely induce a radiological leak that does harm to NATO nations, we will use that to invoke Article 5, which will empower NATO to take appropriate proportionate military retaliatory action. Everyone is screaming about this, not the least of which is the Russian ambassador, who said, oh, well, there you go. If you do that, then we're going to have World War III. And if you think you can use NATO locally, we're going to, you know, target America with our long range missiles. But you've got to have an error. And I think we've been staying away from this topic precisely because it doesn't take more than a few moments when the rhetoric goes all the way to number 11, as they would say. Yeah.
The question then, cold shutdown and hot shutdown, what are their vulnerabilities? Let's start with cold shutdown. We believe one of the containment vessels, at least, is in cold shutdown. What can happen to it?
Well, I think all of them but one are in cold shutdown. And the longer they are on cold shutdown, the less they need water to be circulating. And I don't know what the current temperature and pressure status is of those things, but they've been on cold shutdown for a while. So they're less at risk than the one that is not on cold shutdown. It's on, they call it hot shutdown. I've heard other people refer to it with other names. But what cold shutdown is, unlike, let's say, normal shutdown, is the plants are not only subject to control rods that are, you know, shoved into the core that absorb neutrons and prevent fission from occurring, but they depressurize the pressure vessel in an effort to keep the pressures and temperature lower and to accelerate the shutdown process. They haven't done that with one of the plants, and they're using it to produce steam to maintain the instruments and other things. And so it's a plant where if you took or lost coolant, it would respond. And I think that's the problem.
The pond. I have seen one threat to plant munitions, explosives at the pond. What would that do? Why is that a threat?
Well, because the main source of cooling water is that pond. And if you breach the berm that creates that pond, the water runs out and you don't have that water. You will have to go, I don't know, fire trucks a la Fukushima emergency action. Or if you've done a lot of work, I don't know that you can do this immediately, but I suppose you could drill and get water from underground aquifers. But, you know, that could probably take a couple of days.
How long do you have if the pond empties? How long do you have before there's an emergency at the hot shutdown containment vessel?
I wish I knew, but the answer is you're talking about a matter of days or weeks. You're not talking months. And I think, you know, you'd have to be more of an expert than I am to get a precise fix on that. But yeah, that's an emergency. Let's just say you saw the movie Chernobyl. There's now a terrific Netflix series called The Days. With any bad luck, we're going to have a movie series on this thing. I hope I'm wrong.
Henry Sikorski, Executive Director, Nonproliferation Policy Education Center. I'm John Battle.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Big color, bigger savings. It's Sherwin-Williams' biggest super sale. Get 40% off paints and stains October 17th through the 27th with prices starting at $29.39. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
The Gentle Dentist continues to hear compliments from their patients.
I am so glad we found the Gentle Dentist. It is truly pain-free. Not just for me, but I'm so happy my children have had such a wonderful experience. They love the Smile Club.
I'm a business owner, so every minute of my time is valuable. I love that they are so respectful of my time.
The Gentle Dentist in Worthington. Call now. New patients receive a free sonic toothbrush with a cleaning and exam. Call 614-431-3311.